My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, will Belinda delete her account and leave Davin? And is hubby pissed? Listen and enjoy.
She goes, "I've changed, and I know it."
Yeah, you sure have.
Yeah,
you
grew, got a dick. Yeah, you beat me to it. Atta girl. Atta girl.
Twice.
I've changed and I know it, but my situation has changed me. I have not found anybody else, and I think it's the best thing to do. Even though it is hard, I think it will be best for the two of us. I go, it's not the best for me. You not in my life was best for me. I mean, you not in my life was best for me 11 months ago. You not in my life was best for me 11 months ago. Now I have nothing, but this is not your problem. I do not understand how me not in your life makes your life better, but it is your life, and you do as you see fit.
Mm.
She goes, I don't see us going on if I don't pay my rent. That's my reality. Yeah. If I sell my phone, I won't be able to talk to you again. That's reality. If I go away and I don't get airtime to chat with you, I will delete this account because I don't see the need in keeping it if I won't be opening it any longer. That's reality. I've been faced with reality lately, and I am forced to take realistic chances. It's not my fault.
Uh-huh. Been faced with reality, huh?
I guess so.
Okay.
And it's not my fault. Yeah, you get been getting your ass chewed out at the Friday meetings. Everybody looking at the reports, you know? That's what's happening.
I love how you bring this down to, like, corporate level. I know.
I go, going on this account takes no more time than going on any other account. I understand your reality. I'm just saying I would never throw we shared. We had genuine moments of connection and laughing and fun. In this life where that is so hard to find, I do not understand just discarding it. We did it online through difficult circumstances, which makes it even more remarkable. What we had, whatever it was, I thought it was special. Was it special to you?
Yeah,
at some level, that's true.
No, and this will infuriate him.
And the funny thing is a relationship comes down to an end. I mean, there's times when Joanna have talked about, like, where things are right now.
Yeah.
But, she goes, just remember that there were good times. And I'm like, yeah, I know there were.
I remember that day.
Yeah.
I was at the beach. You were home.
I remember that day. Well, I have counseled my girlfriends when they're breaking up with somebody. Like, they're like, trying to, like, completely erase the person from their life, and I'm like, no, you don't erase the person from your life. You spent all this time with them, and there were good things, so, you have to accept the good and the bad. It happened.
You gotta wonder if this guy's really pissed off reading this shit, I just don't think, because I was genuine in some regard there. I did like talking to this person.
Yeah.
I did want to stay friends with this person.
Yeah.
If you're talking to the wife, yeah, when you're talking to him, he could care less.
No, you wonder if he's pissed off, like, does he think that she's such a good con?
Yeah.
Or is he, like, pissed off, going, son of a bitch!
He's not happy. He's not, I can tell you right now,
yeah.
He's not happy. Sore as hell. Number one, her wife's been horsing around with you for a while trying to get money.
One time I was a horse. Well, some sort of animal.
Yeah, trying to get money out of you. Yeah. And then he's reading all this lovey-dovey stuff that she's been writing to you.
You know, it would have been funny. I didn't think of it at the time. If I would have copied and pasted, I couldn't because this is all live time. The animal thing. You go, but what about this?
Can you imagine his head explode? What's the shit you've been talking about?
That'll get
this
a bitch killed in Ghana.
If you were working as a team. And you saw that your wife was writing that crap. You would just go,
that would be a meeting.
When you're off that computer, holy mackerel, there's going to be a big fight.
The belt is coming out of the pants.
Oh, it is going to be a big fight, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, there'll be a problem.
I go, so I ask her if it was special to you. She goes, I did things with you I've never done with anybody else. I never had animal sex on the internet before. I did these things because I genuinely adored
sure
and treasured you.
On the just on the internet.
Yes.
Yeah.
I did those things because I genuinely adored and treasured you. You can doubt me if that makes this easier, but that is the truth. She goes, I understand. But if this week passes and I don't pay my bills, I don't think this can continue. Not because I don't want to, but I just can't.
Mm-hmm. This week. So now we're down to timing again.
I go, I understand, Belinda. I feel helpless. I've tried all the quick fixes to help you, but you either don't like them or they blow up in my face. Where would I send the money if I can?
Oh.
She goes, I've told you already. If you want to help me, you can. But if don't or can't, I understand it perfectly well.
No, remind me again.
Yeah. Perk.
I don't like when you say, if I want to help you. It has never been a matter of want. I'm half a world away and in a lot of trouble myself, but it has never, ever been a matter of want to. She goes, so then what is it? I go, I want to be with you right now. I want to hold you in my arms. I want to give you a kiss. I want to give Kasha a stuffed teddy bear. I want to meet your grandmom. However, it does not mean I can't.
I want to keep this bit going for another year.
Yeah. delete.
Nice, Joe.
I go, however, it does not mean I can do everything I want to do. She goes, so what can you do?
Wow.
Always ready to make a deal. I go, that is what I was trying to figure out until you've just been a real bitch to me.
Did you say that?
Yes. Did you say? Okay, yeah. I was just saying that. Because the look on your face. Did you say that? Or did you type that?
Yeah.
I go, this is the first time you're talking to me like a human being in quite some time. She goes, you still haven't told me what you're going to do. That's calling me a bitch. I go, I said you have been being a bitch to me, which you have. I did not call you a bitch. That was just such a typical typical guy thing.
It's like I've had that conversation with
my wife. I go, you know what? You're being a real bitch. Don't you call me a bitch. I said, I'm not calling you a bitch.
Acting like a
yes. Yes. Semantics.
Semantics.
Learn them.
Mr. Semantics.
I go, have you been nice to me? She goes, you still have not told me how you're going to help me solve my problems. If you won't or can't, just let me know so I know what I will do after here. I go, I don't know yet. I have to talk to some people. What will you do if I can't help you? She goes, to tell you the truth, I don't know. I go, okay. Well, I go, will you let me see if I can have somebody talk to your landlord and ask for more time? Tell him we are working on the rent.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.